Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Short Box, Season 6. Yeah.
I want you to know, I think in our, what is it? Math is not my good forte. In our 7 years thus far, you might be the first, I'm trying to like recollect all like the previous episodes, but you might be the first sports.
Wrestling.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Non-wrestling.
Got it.
I just changed the rules on it.
There you go. There you,
you
go.
You are, I believe, the first non-wrestling sports guest that we've had on the show. This is Short Box history.
Dude, this is truth right now. This is some serious milestones we've got. If this was a comic book, it would be an annual with an 80-page page count there for you.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And a Hostess Pie advertisement at the end.
And the price will like go up in like 2 years. Oh my god, yo.
Only if it's the 90s.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, thank you. I'm honored and privileged, beyond humbled to be here. The opportunity to come here and share what we're doing and tell a little bit of our story is really great, and really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah,
it's time for business. See,
no joke.
Short Box Nation, welcome to a very special bonus episode brought to you by the Short Box Podcast. My name is Bader Milligan. I'm your host. I got my right hand man
from downtown,
Cesar Cordero.
What's up, guys?
Yo. And we've got a special guest, guys. I mean, I've already kind of hinted our first non-wrestling sports guest on the Short Box Podcast. And it's a big deal, too, man, because it's from the hometown, baby.
It's true. And he didn't shove us in a locker or anything like that. It was really, he's very classy, tasteful, quite tasteful. Polite man, you know?
We're just getting started, man.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
He's like, show me through the nearest locker and I'll make
you. He's like, don't you dare let me see some through the loom on.
So, Noel. Yeah. We have a tradition on the show, and we have first-time guests making their first ever appearance on the Short Box. We kind of have this tradition. My man Cesar Cordero handles that, so I'm going to turn it over to him.
So usually, whenever we have someone on the show, a guest, whoever we're interviewing, we always assume that someone listening to this might be their first episode, right? So in their minds, you've had like maybe a podcast you're listening to, mm-hmm. and like you've come across that episode for a podcast, and you're like, I don't know who this person is. I'm interested in the material, but who is this guy, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you essentially the indirect question that maybe a first-time listener is asking, and it's usually, who are you?
Okay.
And what is it you bring to the table?
All right. Well, my name is Noel Blaha. And
great name.
I am assistant general manager here with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp baseball team. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I like to have fun.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before, and you mentioned that you kind of got into this for the ability to host parties.
Absolutely. So I knew from a very young age that my athletic career was going to continue off the field or the court or whatever it might be if I was going to stick around. I love sports. I love teams. I love being part of a team, but more importantly, I like to have fun, and I like the camaraderie that you get from being part of a team. So I knew that if I wanted to follow that passion, I was going to need to figure out how to still be a part of that, because my jump shot wasn't there and my soccer skills were lacking and whatnot. So, I always enjoyed putting together like the playlist, like for warm-ups or for a party or for whatever it might be. So really what I do with my job is host people 70 times a year at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville. Wow. We're hosting 70 parties. And so, you know, what is every great party has a theme. Hmm. So we come up with 70 promotions to get people to come out to the ball game. We've got to feed those people.
Sure.
So, you know, so just like when you have people at your house or for a party or whatever it is, you got to have a great, you know, food lineup and things that are going on there and a menu to serve them. You got to make sure they're having fun. You got to make sure that playlist is right for the crowd that you want to attract and bring back, and make sure that they're having fun. And then, so it's really, that's what it's all about, is entertaining and hosting people. And, you know, I've worked for a few different teams in a couple different locales, and Jacksonville is an awesome place to be able to do that.
It sure is.
You know, who we can reach, the amount of people that are in this area, and the varying makeup of the folks from age to ethnicity to background to, you know, why they're in Jacksonville. And it's just a really awesome time to be in Jacksonville and be in events and be, you know, get to do what we do on a nightly basis.
That's something that Botter and I constantly talk about, and how awesome this city is. And it's like... Yeah. It is really a fun place to live, and there are all kinds of things going on. And full disclosure, despite our little repertoire we had in the beginning where we are totally clueless about sports, I will say this.
Not completely. For them.
Not completely, but so that kind of goes into what I'm about to say, is that I always thought that baseball was boring, right?
Sure, sure.
And I'm not alone in that.
It is boring. we don't run from that. We know who we are.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I went to a Shrimps game this past season, and I don't know what happened. It might be like a latent Latino gene inside of me. Like my grandpa like suddenly came down. He was like, ding, así es, nieto, tú sabes. And all of a sudden, I was riveted to the point where I was like, I want to come back next week. And my wife was like, you liked it that much, huh? I said, I don't know what it was, but... something happened, and I started following, you know, every now and then following the games. Even on, you know, professional, like Major League Baseball, I was like starting to watch some of the games there, you know.
Noel happened, for the record. That's what happened.
That's kind of blaha, got you all in check.
That's it.
So like I'm sitting here and I'm kind of wondering, like, is this guy the architect of my interest in baseball now? Like,
it's a team effort, right? So
he's good.
What we do, if we do our jobs right, when you walk out of that park that at the end of the game, you don't know the score and your cheeks are hurting from smiling so much.
It's true.
You know, in minor league baseball specifically, we don't control the players. So the players and coaches are all property of the parent club. So the Miami Marlins pay all the players. They take care of the players. They hire and fire them. So, you know, if the first baseman, you know, doesn't get a hit for three games in a row, we don't call him in and say, all right, you're done. Get out of here. Pack your bags. The Marlins might do that, but we don't as the Jumbo Shrimp. So, what we are responsible for and what we can control are all of those atmospherics, the food, the music, the entertainment. And so we really view ourselves as an entertainment option and an entertainment value in Jacksonville. So, we're in the sports complex. We share a parking lot with the Jaguars. The arena is right next door. But really what we're competing with are, you know, the beaches, air-conditioned movie theaters.
Right.
It gets kind of hot in July Jacksonville. So we really view ourselves as a place for families to come out. You know, our tagline is affordable family fun. So everything that we do is try to focus on getting folks out there. And we know that some families like to drink. So we have drink specials. We have beer, readily available.
You guys made Thursdays great again.
My mom and dad.
I like that.
Like they were surprised. Yeah. Like they're like, really, you like this, huh? I was like, you don't understand. You guys got to come. It's really fun. It's a great time. Jacksonville is like, I mean, Botter and I are always championing this city about all the cool things there are to do. And you mentioned the first baseman. What is the first baseman's name? No idea. I know, at least in my head, if I remember correctly, when he came up to the plate, he had, I think, Tupac playing.
Yes, that was John Silviano.
Yep,
he was actually my son's favorite player, my 5-year-old's favorite player this past season.
I am also 5 years old.
Yeah. And he was born after All Eyes on Me came out, so I'm not really sure why that was his walk-up
me
song.
Up every but, time but, All Eyes on Me starts
absolutely.
Playing.
Absolutely, yeah. No,
the life of a ball player. Uh-huh.
You right, right.
That was a good answer.
I was like, Mama, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So to add to Cesar's point, one thing that we always do on the show is champion Jacksonville.
Sure.
But our bread and butter all day is comic books.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's the reason why you're here today, Noel.
Yes.
Is that the Jack Shrimp have thought of a brilliant campaign that I think is a great intersection between our show, our audience, our fans, our listeners, and, of course, the Jumbo Shrimp crowd as well. I wanted to kind of get into that.
Yep.
You're here today because the Jumbo Shrimp are launching their own comic book campaign starting today's Thursday. So tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Friday.
Yes.
Friday's the launch of it.
Yep.
Go ahead and give us the genesis, man.
Yeah, I mean, going back, you know, we just finished year three playing as a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And if you were in Jacksonville and had a pulse in 2016, we changed the name from the Jacksonville Suns to the Jumbo Shrimp. And one of the reasons we did that was we wanted to create something vastly different from what the baseball experience in Jacksonville had been. There was nothing wrong with it. It was successful in its own right. But as I said, our business model and the way that we live is affordable family fun. And that means entertainment, engagement, not only for the ball strikes and outs that are going on the field, but just trying to create stuff going on for all ages, for all demos, outside of those lines of the baseball field. So one of the things that the minor league baseball that we get to do is these theme nights, and we do a Star Wars night, and they're always on May the 4th.
Sure.
And there's superhero nights and comic book nights and Spider-Man nights, and we've been doing these, and Marvel actually has a license with minor league baseball, so we have access to be able to use official marks and do these things, and we all got this together, and minor league baseball, we view ourselves a little bit of as creatives, right? So we saw this stuff and we said, that's great. And we can do these Spider-Man jerseys, but the team in Grand Rapids, Michigan is going to have the exact same template. The only thing that's going to be different is on the sleeve. It's going to have their logo and it would have our logo. We got to do better. We got to do better than that. So we said, what if we just came up with our own? What if we came up with a hero and a villain and kind of go from there, and we wear that. So we went to Brandios, which is the branding company that comes up with a lot of minor league baseball logos and some major league logos as well. And they came up with the Jumbo Shrimp marks when we launched and still do to this day. So we said, hey, we need a hero and a villain. So they said, all right, let us work on that. And we'll do some things. We'll come up with some stuff. We'll sketch some stuff out. And they came back to us with these two characters, these two images. That's what they were at the time. And so we looked at those, and our general manager said, those are awesome. Those are great. Let's put those on a hat. We'll get those out. This was last season. So this was the summer of 2019. And I saw that. I said, yeah, we can get these made and we can get these on the field. But this just feels kind of rushed. Like, let's be better. Let's come up with a backstory. Who are these guys? What are they doing? Why are they here? What does this have to do with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and our current mascots and our current logos? So we said, okay, all right. I've got two sons. I've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and the 7-year-old is just huge into comics, into Marvel. He draws his own Captain Underpants comics every day.
Nice.
That's what he does, and he comes up with all the taglines and the schematics for him. I showed him these two guys, and I said, what can we do here? You think there's something fun going on there? And so we came up with their names to be Captain Crustacean, who is the Bold City Defender, and Dr. Cocktail Sauce, who is an evil tomato, and so you can see that in the logo. He's a tomato, and he's got the backpack there, squirting out the cocktail sauce with a lemon wedge that he's gonna get you with.
He does have his doctorate, though. I mean, that is kind of respectable.
He went to school, turning to
He earned it.
Evil doctor school. Evil. So we got these guys, and we said we need to do more with them. We got a name. We got what they are. We've sort of sculpted them out there. How do we tell the story of why they came to be or what they are? So I said, we got to do something here. We got to figure it out. So we went, we work with the Shepherd Agency here locally.
Okay.
And we got with them. I started saying, here's what we got. We got these two logos. They're logos. That's all they are. We need a story. And so Mike Guyrie at the Shepherd Agency said, we can do this. We can come up with a story. And so we all kind of sat around. We came up and brainstormed a storyline. And they put the pen to the paper and came up with this comic book. It is an actual book. And we're going to be slow dripping the tiles here in the coming days. And when it's done, it will be a complete book for consumption as well. So, that's kind of the genesis behind it. And it was just, we got to do more, not just logos, not just names. Like, let's give us some life. And like I said, we want to be relevant year round. And if you follow us on social media, we try to be polite. We don't try to be polite. We try to be irreverent, but not crude and rude.
Sure.
We want to be fun with it. And this also gives us, taps us into kind of a demo of those kids, like my son, a target demo, and maybe some of your listeners out there as
and
well.
Grown adults like
dude, absolutely. You know what's funny? Absolutely.
No, like that's I really applaud that, because as someone who is now very new to the game and getting into it, even though I have not been into it very long at all, I have noticed that like within the last 10 years or so, baseball has kind of been going on a little bit of a decline, you know? And especially with something like this, it's not only encouraging, but it's also like kind of, for me, a little heartwarming to see like, man, get little kids back into the game, man. Yep. Like, absolutely. There's some gold here. There's value. Well, like, it's fun, you know? Like, it's the party. Like, you want to come. Like, they didn't just call it, I don't know. I like the ritual. You know, like you show up, you can smell the grass. Yeah. You know, there are certain scents attached to it. There are certain sounds. There's traditions. There's like, there's almost like a bit of a reverence as far as like almost religious experience regarding baseball without me getting too metaphysical. And that's something that I thought was kind of interesting that I never understood before. And it's cool that like you were joking around. You're like, old guys like us like comics too. But like, it's, That shows the mass appeal of it. You know, like it's just like it's very encouraging to see.
I wanted to commend you for going through all the way with it. I mean, like you said, you could have easily just stopped that. Pardon me. A jersey design.
Sure.
But you wanted to see it all the way through. Like you wanted to be faithful to the medium.
Yeah. You know, and I look at my son and I'm just like, you know, he loves these stories. He writes his own comics on the background and comes up with his stuff. So it's like, let's give people what, you know, let's give some meat to this. And,
sure.
and you know, baseball is a very nostalgic game and it hasn't changed very much in 150 years. And so what can we do? Like you said, you don't want to get stale if the game is losing people to video games or to whatever, you know, whatever it is out there. How can we stay front and center? And so, you know, like you said, when we went through like a name change, what do we want to do? We want to know who we are. We know who we are. We're not afraid of who we are. We're the AA baseball team in Jacksonville. We're not a minor league baseball team trying to be a major league team. You know, we're not going to run away from that. We're going to have a silly name. We're going to have silly logos. We're going to do stupid stuff on the field.
I love it.
Between innings. You know,
I love it.
So don't run away from that and own it. And so have fun with it. So when we had the opportunity to do something like this, I said, we have to do this. And we have to take it to the next level and really not just sell hats, but create storylines and backlines. And when those little kids are doodling in class or in study hall or whatever it might be, they should be drawing our stuff and creating stories and coming up with the next edition of what the storyline might be.
I wanted to like kind of verbally describe this cover, because there's so many Easter eggs and like nods to just classic comic book stuff. And I mean, you mentioned that the full image will be up on the Jacksonville Shrimp Instagram page on Friday, right?
That's right. Yep.
Cool. But I mean, see, did you catch like
I'm looking at the McFarlane dude,
like the Scamp Lee presents.
That's great.
Come on now,
that's
man.
That's great.
Even like
the shrimp versus in the Spider-Man font, the jumbo is the Marvel Comics logo. I love it.
Like, I mean, they even like decided to even include the box itself, you know, the comic book box with the price, the date, but even like comic book full-on puns, the doctor will krill you.
No. Dude, yeah.
And Come on, man.
The
I love
actual,
the dedication.
The signature Dude. Block for the artist is very much.
Charlie's name's right in there,
It's a good tribute. Like, you guys are doing it right. Like,
thank
especially,
you.
Especially the leaning hard into like the shrimps, you know, like everybody, as soon as it came out, people were like, the what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And it made me like, kind of like, you guys didn't even go to the games when they were called the Suns. Like, and now you have an opinion about it. Like, chill out. But I guess that was part of the plan, right?
Absolutely.
To get people talking.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they come, it's like, oh man, this is a great time.
Yeah,
the last
thing you want to do is when you put something out there is to have no response.
Right.
As we sit here now, 12 hours away from starting the release of this, I'm nervous as hell that nobody's going to pick up on this or like it or buy this stuff or you know, comment on it or be anticipating the next release.
No, are you?
I think.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like,
I can look at this cover and say you guys have a lot.
Yeah, no, I think you're good.
I hope you're good.
So, I mean, I wanted to talk about your involvement with Shepherd Agency, because that's definitely one thing when it comes to the Jacksonville baseball scene here, is especially with the Shrimp and even the Suns prior to that, was the dedication to the local community, wanting to keep things local. I mean, you guys have involved numerous, you know, local companies here in Jax. So what was it about reaching out to Shepherd Agency? I mean, what was that process like?
Yeah, it's funny that the connections that you make in sports. People will say like, oh, a coach works with this guy or they work with that guy. I actually worked with the brother of one of the executives at Shepherd in Charleston, South Carolina, prior to coming here to Jacksonville. And so when I came to Jacksonville, he was one of the first people I reached out to say, tell me about the landscape here in Jacksonville. Like what's going on, creatively and different things like that. So, I had known Mike, Guiry at the Shepherd Agency for a few years. And so, we've been working together now, for the last two seasons and, the creative elements that they can bring to us, they get us. They get that we want to be, we need to tell people when the games are, what time they are and how to get tickets. But we also want to be irreverent and do stuff like Florida Man Night and be goofy and not take ourselves too seriously. So the ability to be able to work with them has been great.
Yo, this is Botter. Sorry for interrupting this episode, but I'll keep it brief. I wanted to let you know about a massive sale we have going on over at the Short Box Store on all of our merchandise and apparel. That's theshortboxstore.bigcartel.com. You can now save 20% off your entire order using the discount code YO, YOO. So if you've been waiting for the right time to finally buy that gauntlet snapback, or if you ever wanted to buy any of the shirts you see me wear on the podcast, well, now's your chance to get them for a steal. We still have a few sizes left of everything, but they won't last long, and once they're gone, they are gone. And did I mention that all of our apparel is screen printed on high quality material? None of that heat transfer or direct to garment stuff. Our shirts are some of the most comfortable ones you'll ever wear, and the hats look even better in person. So wear your support for the Short Box Nation proudly, knowing that you're gonna look damn good doing it. Get to theshortboxstore.bigcartel.com as soon as you can, and don't forget to use that discount code YO, YOO, to save 20% off your entire order. All of this information can be found in this episode's show notes if you want to get there faster. Thanks for not pressing fast forward. Now back to the show.
I want to, speaking about Florida Man, that zine/magazine you guys put out was fantastic. And I want to shout out Austin Wade Ellis, not only a listener, supporter of the show, but I know he had a big hand in that Florida Man night.
Yes, and really, he was helpful in this process as well with the comic project as well. So,
Look, if you had Austin involved with like a comic book creating,
done deal, man.
Done.
It's, it's good. Well said. Enough it's said. All good.
Enough said. So, are you personally into comic books, or is there anyone in your organization?
This
that
is not a judgment question. Yeah, fine. This is a safe place.
Again, I don't run. I don't run from this at all. I am not at all.
I love it.
But like I said, my 7-year-old is, and my wife just huge into the movies, the Marvel, the MCU stuff. Mm-hmm. And just kind of that aura of that stuff. So I knew, I was like, we got to tap into this. Hmm. And, one of my mentors has always said, you got to make yourself feel uncomfortable, at least once a day to make sure that you're trying new stuff and experiencing what's out there. So I don't want to say I'm uncomfortable when we went into this comic book realm, but I knew enough to know that I didn't know enough. If that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So I went to those guys at Shepherd and went to the folks in our office and said, you think this will work? You think it's a good idea? And those that are into that realm are like, yeah, we should do this. This is great. And so yeah, I personally am not, but I love it. The more that I've tapped into it and figuring out what those Easter eggs are that we've put in there, I'm just like, oh, this is great. So it's opened up a new world kind of for me.
So have you noticed any sort of so people that work with you as far as like staff that have seen this?
Yeah.
Do you have any of them that are into comic books that have seen it and just kind of like look at it and go, all right, guys are doing it,
yes,
right? You got the, all right, that was cool. Yeah. Okay. What's up with this or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
They're loving it. And, I think their first question was, all right, this is great. Where can I get the gear? How can we get the gear?
All right.
I've got some of that with me here as well.
Oh, snap.
I love merch.
Oh, snap.
I love guests who bring merch. Those are my favorite. Oh, snap.
Oh, that's what's up. Look at
that. All right, listeners, he is showing us a baseball cap with
right
both
now.
Captain Crush Station and
Dr. Cocktail.
Dr. Cocktail,
sauce.
Thank you. Very
Yo, this is legit.
Will.
Oh, right. Sir, please.
I call
please.
This blue one. Oh, my God.
Yo.
Yeah, that is.
So it's this merch
is pretty clean, man. I got
to
say.
Yeah, it was important for us to do stuff that gets the point across and is fun and really you can see, especially on the t-shirts, kind of the nod to the comic.
And we'll post a picture of all this.
Yeah, we're going to put this on Instagram and everything. This is great.
Obviously, with the comic style dots and then the POW.
What right, do you say about me if I'm a fan of Dr. Cocktail soft like? Soft
yo, I'm all about it. And the Lichtenstein dots.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Because that lemon looks dangerous. You ever got a lemon in your eye? Well,
yeah, man.
It's a wrap.
My wife does it all the time. Squirts me a lemon in my eye just for the hell of it.
Yeah, so that's for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
If you want to feel generous, you can do some contests or give away to listeners.
Give one away.
Just one.
Yeah. Bonner and I are kind of like giving like the winks, like, yo, we ain't going to give any of this stuff away. This is too cool.
No, for sure.
Wow. Thanks, man. Yeah.
So based on what you can tell us or remember, the origin stories. Everyone loves a good origin story. What's the background on
is this something we can talk about? Or
yeah, we can talk about it.
Oh, look at him. He's like, he's like, I don't know. It'd be a shame if something happened to your family. Yeah.
Dr. Cocktail Sauce, no.
Yeah, so the origin, if you look at the regular Jumbo Shrimp logo,
right?
You can kind of see that's where he's kind of coming from. So there's a situation in a child's bedroom where they've got a baseball with a logo on there, and it plops into an aquarium. And then the next thing you know, there's a zapping noise of electricity that comes through, and the Bold City Defender himself is born.
Nice.
Yes. Right there. Yo, did you notice his shield being the diamond?
Come on, of course, man. Home plate.
Yo, look, I'm like picking out like, oh, look you're at like, this. Very obvious this? Sports reference.
Well.
Did you notice? Wait, Butter. Did you notice? He had a baseball bat.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dude.
All right. I got to hear Dr. Cocktail Sauce's origin.
You know, so in the story, he's the villain in the story. So we don't have an origin for him exactly.
Just like the Joker. I love it. Shows up on the scene.
But that
terrifying.
Shows potentially for future elements.
Yeah.
But I will say that in this initial story, our two mascots at the baseball grounds, Scampi and Southpaw, play a key role into what this story is. There's no origin though for Doc Cock, but that could be a future.
I got
a prologue.
Smart.
So if you guys haven't picked up on this yet, like, please go to one of these games. Like, it is a hell of a good time. And it's funny because as my wife we're both walking up to the stadium, and in the background we hear, "You Shrimply the Beast," all of the shrimp puns like these pop songs, and she picked it out right away.
Yep.
She was like, "Is that? Are they saying Shrimply the Best? That's cute." And I was just like, "Oh my god, I didn't even notice it. That's awesome." So like, it is so much fun, and I don't know. Like, this is one more thing. Like, obviously, you're on the show for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, this is something we believe in. This is something that we definitely want to push as. If you live in Jacksonville and you want to have a good time, this is one way to do it.
Look,
for sure.
I don't count anyone from Jackson that hasn't been to, whether it's been a Suns or a Shrimp game.
Sure.
If you haven't been to one, then you can't really say you've been to you live in Jackson.
I'm saying.
That's like part of the Jacks card.
It's part of the experience, man.
You know, I've been to Thirsty Thursdays. Check that off, buddy.
Boom. I've had a hipster spit in my face at Birdie's. Check.
I want to say what's really cool is, you send us the press release and the press kit. You guys... And to speak to kind of the point of future stories, I mean, you guys are already kind of rolling out with, the possibility of your own, contained universe into the Shrimpverse.
Yes. Right.
A great name. A great name,
I've sort of named it the SCU, kind of the Shrimp comic universe, because it's certainly not, we're not talking motion picture stuff yet.
No.
Of course. But, you got to keep your options open.
But this opens the door for a lot of things for us in that sort of that SCU, because right now it's on paper it's going to be digital initially. Mm-hmm. For Free Comic Book Day, however, it's going to be on paper.
Already thinking, you guys are doing it right.
Yeah.
Free
Comic Book Day. So May 2nd, we're going to give away the first copies of the actual hard copy of Into the Shrimpverse.
Item, for sure. 100%.
Item.
And then from there, and I mentioned the two mascots that are key to this story. These guys should be mascots too. So when you go to the ballpark, you're going to see Southpaw, who we call him kind of the 10th ball player. He's really in tune with the game. Scampi is the 6 foot shrimp that's just mischievous and going to do goofy things throughout the game. Well, now we've got the ability. I want mascots of Captain Crustacean and Dr. Cocktail Sauce as well. And we can do these storylines all around the ballpark between the innings. And that's the great thing about baseball. You know, as you said earlier, Cesar, it's boring. It is boring. So there's a lot of downtime. So we can create these side stories that are going on with mascots and different things that are going on. And awesome. It really opens the door for us to be able to do that. And it's exciting to be able to do that year round as well.
Sure.
So we try to activate the ballpark year round with many different events. Like, you know, this weekend we've got a family movie night coming up for people to come watch a movie on the field. But to be able to stay relevant and sort of in that sphere, whether it be, you know, in social media or just in the news or whatever it might be, this is just another key for us to be able to do that and provide something of value that's fun for people.
Right.
So talking about speaking about the rollout and, you know, even talking about merch, because this merch will be available for locals here in Jax,
right.
And it kind of ties into Friday or tomorrow's initial release. Can you kind of break down the timeline leading from Friday to Black Friday, I believe?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So on the 22nd, we're going to slow release portions of that cover of the actual comic on Instagram. And then once the grid on Instagram fully shows that cover, we'll post that cover on Facebook as well. So it's Instagram and Facebook. And then starting Saturday, we'll release tiles on Instagram of the each page. And then once that page is full on Saturday, page one will be on Facebook as well, leading in through Thanksgiving evening. By dinner time, by the time you're done with your tryptophan nap, on Thanksgiving, the entire book will be released. So each day, check back on the social medias through Thanksgiving, and you'll, by the end of Thanksgiving, the entire book will be released, and then we'll be open at on Black Friday from 10 to 2 at the ballpark to sell some of the gear and go
really
from there.
Nice.
It's super dope.
Especially the baseball caps.
I dig them.
Look, everything you've said between, you know, involving Shepherd Agency and you know, Austin having his hands on this, even like getting your kids thumbs up, fellow comic nerds in the org thumbs up, the vision you guys have for like future storylines and then just inclusion, the tie-in with like Free Comic Book Day.
Right. That's
no,
genius right there.
Look, hey, you knocked it out the park.
Oh, there it is. There
Come
it
on,
is.
Baby. Stop self-high-fiving. Just stop it. It is. We have guests.
Blythe is so proud of me right now.
We have
or
guests.
Groaning. Or groaning.
Love it.
No, I am. The research involved, just, you know, I wanted to get spun up on, you know, Jacksonville's baseball history. And, dude, I ended up being so just like, I had like this big sense of pride. Like, man.
Yeah. She's
about to buy me. Yeah,
join us.
But I mean, like Jacksonville's, you know, association and just history with baseball. I mean, it stems, you know, before 1900. Yeah, I think 1904, we got our first team.
It was before that, even in the 1800s, there were teams. You know, teams here. There was a Negro League team that played here as well, and we honor them every year with we play in the Jax Redcaps jerseys, and bring out former Negro League baseball players and, you know, the professional baseball, you know, amateur baseball. It's you know, baseball is Americana. Comic books are Americana.
I was going to talk about
merchandising
that
is Americana. So, it all ties in. So it's you know, it is a natural connection, you know, for sure. And that Jacksonville pride piece, you know, that we couldn't be more proud to be in Jacksonville. And you know, I've been here for 4 years now, and what a special place Jacksonville is. And I know people have said this for a while, but it really feels like we're on the precipice of even bigger and greater things here in Jacksonville. And that's something that we try to attack every day as the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, is how can we make Jacksonville bigger, better, and take pride in what we've accomplished as a community and as a ball team, but also, you know, shoot to the future and see what's next for this community. Because it really, you know, like I said, it's a great place to be.
How fitting that, you know, we represent with the shrimp, right?
Yeah.
It's metaphoric in everything you just said, right? Like, we're shrimp, we're jumbo shrimps, right? But at the same time, it's like, yeah, like, we're granted, Jacksonville is the largest city landmass-wise in America, but we're still,
we're
like,
town.
We're little.
So
we feel
you
like a
it.
Small town.
Big, small town.
And now here we are, like, coming up in this, like, no longer a little shrimp in a big pond.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we're coming up a little bit. And I like that the metaphor there works, especially when you start talking about the trifecta of merchandising, comics, and baseball, and all of those things working together.
Mm-hmm.
How did, now is that something you just had an epiphany and just decided, oh yes, all those things do work together? Or in the sense of, because both comic books and baseball have a deep rooted history within this nation, right? As far as like, and I'm, Botter and I are both in the military. We also know the connection comic books have to the military. Yep. We're like, hey, like, you can't have Netflix in the desert. Sometimes you can, but not always, right? And the Netflix back in the day would have been a pulp novel or a pulp comic that you hold in your hand, and you're out there and you're like, yo, hey, how you doing? Hey, Captain America just punched this guy in the face. His name's Hitler, you know? Like, but at the same time, there's guys like, hey, do you get the scores of the game? You know, what's happening? Like, all that stuff next to each other. Like, how... Is this something that's kind of been in your consciousness as somebody who's a sports fan?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. And I think the idea, too, is that we want fans for life. Like, that's something that a buzzword around in sports is you got to start them young. You know?
Right.
And similar to that kind of comic book idea, if you want them hanging to the next episode, like, what's coming next? What's coming next?
Right.
How do we do that for a sport like baseball that might be losing some of that traction with the younger folks and things like that. So yeah, I mean, it is a natural, you know, combination of how can we create those fans. And that's kind of what we set out to do as an organization. You know, you mentioned small, big town with Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp is an ode to that.
Yep.
And it's sometimes, some people think it's subtle, some people don't. You know, some people see the logo and it's a J shrimp. The shrimp's in the shape of a J.
Right.
And when you look at our logos that our ball players wear on the field, there's not a baseball on there. So it's not like, when you look at that, we want you to think Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and we want you to smile, and we want you to think of that's a fun place, and that's a fun thing, and that's
it's
a
us.
Fun organization.
It's who we are. We're all
not
the team.
We're not just a baseball team. So yeah, it's a very conscious effort for us in kind of every day. What we do is, it's not just baseball. It's not ball strikes and outs. That's part of what we do. But yeah, there is that larger sphere of things that are going on there. And so, you know, similarly, I try to explain this to people when we talk about our branding and what we're doing and how crazy it is to think that, you know, the number one telephone company is a computer company. That doesn't make sense. Or like, you know, when iPods came out, the best, you know, music company, you think Sony or JVC. No, it's Apple, right?
Right.
So, you know, not to say that we're anywhere near an Apple or a Disney, but in this marketplace, we want the Jumbo Shrimp to be trustworthy, community-minded, and thought of as an entertainment value, not just a baseball team. So, we do think about that consciously to make my long answer even longer.
I love it. I love it.
Look, the whole ethos about, you know, family, affordable, family fun.
Yep.
I mean, we can't get better than that.
It's true.
So, and I wanted to ask, you know, because we're mentioning a lot of these different campaigns and promos, with this one being the latest one, what's been your favorite campaign or promo throughout the years? Because, I mean, I think about, like, the Florida Man promo you guys did, the various events such as, you know, the live movies. What's been, like, your personal favorite?
Man, 2017 we did You Might Be the Father Night, where we...
Wait.
Daughter, where were you?
I don't know.
Where were you?
We handed out free...
Running to backstage.
Yo, I gotta go.
We handed out free pregnancy tests. And, you know, we got people's attention with that one. So that was a funny one. But this past year, probably, you know, the best one that we did this past year was a literal two for Tuesday. So baseball teams all around the country do two for Tuesday, which generally you get two tickets for the price of one. We did a literal two for Tuesday where we wanted to set the attendance record for the fewest amount of people in the stadium at two. So we said, well, why would we want to do this? That's a huge, we're going to lose out on all that ticket revenue and all the people buying the stuff in the stadium. But what we did is we partnered with Dreams Come True, and we found a young child who was a cancer patient.
Wow.
And we invited JR and his father to the ballpark to be the only two people in attendance that night.
Damn.
Yet we ran the ballpark like we had 5,000 to 8,000 people there. So we had hawkers and vendors, beer here, get your soda, Powerades, walk in the ballpark. The concession stands were completely open. The between inning stuff, we threw t-shirts into the crowd. He's walking out with 10 t-shirts looped up like that. Every foul ball he was chasing down and getting. And then we threw a party outside of the gates and said, you know, we're not going to let you in until the fifth inning, because in the fifth inning, the game becomes official. We report the attendance as two. and we set a minor league baseball attendance record of only two people. The gates opened, the people rushed in, and they sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" with JR.
Oh man, I'm about to cry.
It was a heartfelt moment, but to be able to do something like that was impactful in the community for a kid like that, and it was really a lot of fun to be able to do that.
Yo.
I was sitting here like,
that's beautiful.
I mean, that's like a great, just the thinking on that. Like, well, let's not try to go for like most, attendance. Let's do something creative, like two. Like, man,
yeah,
I applaud that.
Again, we're not going to run from who we are. We're a Double-A baseball team. We know who we are.
Sure.
And we're not afraid of it. And we like to try to be as push the envelope as much as possible, like we did with the pregnancy tests.
Right.
So, you know, my girlfriend's the sports one amongst, me and her. So I was going to her, like, trying to get spun up on, minor league baseball. And she was like, look, there's two things that, among many others, that they really excel at. You know, really crazy, wacky promotions and campaigns and nights, but also crazy food concoctions.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
So he's like, I had
I had a literal... I think it was it 2 feet long? It might have been 3 feet long. I don't know. Hot dog with pastrami on it.
Yep.
It was the it was beautiful.
Yes.
It was like the Sistine Great Chapel of hot dogs.
Yes.
Like I looked at it, I was like, I can't eat this. And then my wife was like, oh wow, you finally found something that is too big for you to consume. I'm like, no, it's just so beautiful.
Yes.
Like I can't eat
work
this.
Work of art.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Let me frame this first.
Yeah, I was like, the guy was like, hey, you want pastrami dog? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a pastrami dog, no problem. And he's like, all right, well, hold on. And he opens up this hoagie roll. And I was like, wait, is that for the hot dog? He's like, yeah. And I said, oh, okay. Whew, all right, roll up my sleeves. I was like, channel the inner fat guy. You can do it.
Yep.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, yeah, hot dogs are just the beginning. You know, obviously we sell shrimp.
Sure.
We couldn't have a team called the Jumbo Shrimp without selling shrimp. And we've got some awesome shrimp items.
And you guys get it from Safe Harbor, right?
We do, yep. They're one of our local vendors for that, for sure. Yep. So as much as possible, we try to carry the fresh. But obviously with a big stadium like that, so there's our challenges there. But one of the other great items that we offer is the Bold City Burger Pie. And this was actually featured on the Travel Channel with our executive chef, Ernest, who had... What it is it's a pepperoni personal size pizza with four cheeseburgers on the inside. So it has a pizza on the top, a pizza on the bottom, four patties, and then tons of cheese on it.
Did Krusty the Clown come up with this?
Wait.
This is like Inception. It's like jacking me up right now.
It is enough for a family of four. And it's got a really unique taste. It's kind of tastes like, because when you picture this, you're biting into it. You got a pepperoni pizza slice on top.
Yep.
You've got a burger with cheese and then the pizza crust on the bottom. You're biting into that. Kind of tastes like a meatball sub a little bit because there's the marinara that mixes with the burger, that mixes with the mozzarella cheese that's on the cheeseburger and the pizza, obviously.
You're going to love it. You got the mozzarella. You got the pizza. Yeah. You know?
One of my arteries was clogging as you were describing this concoction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's out there, too. And then on the sweeter side, we've got fried cheesecake. So.
Oh, God. Take my money.
Can't go wrong with that.
Take it.
Yeah. Man. No, I... I knew this was going to be a good episode, but man, I have...
You looked down, have a jersey on, like, how'd this happen? What?
We got this Bold City Burger. Yeah. And two. I guess, man, what's been the proudest moment for you in this role as assistant manager?
Man, I think just, it's every game. I mean, not to sound cliche, but really the why of what I do is seeing people walk into that ballpark and just have fun. And it's people of all ages. You're checking your worries at the door and you've got 3 to 4 hours of just focusing on the person next to you and being outside, eating some great food, drinking some great beers, just having fun. So, it's a cliched answer, but every single game day is just so much fun to see people coming out there and just leaving their worries and leaving the real world behind for a few hours. And, I mentioned it earlier. We've done our job. If walking out, you don't know the score to the game and your cheeks hurt from smiling so much. So really the opportunity to be able to do that every single day is awesome. And to be able to look up into the crowd and see my wife, and my two little boys there more often than not has been really cool as well.
Wow.
Dang.
Well said, dude. Look, Noel, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Oh, I really appreciate
absolute
it.
Pleasure, man.
I want to go ahead
great.
And take time to remind the folks listening once again why you know you even came today was because of the comic book rollout into the Shrimpverse. And correct me if I'm getting this wrong, but starting Friday,
yep,
the cover will get revealed on the Jacksonville Shrimp Instagram page.
Instagram, yep.
I guess it's just safe to follow both accounts, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, do yourselves a favor, guys, and follow both accounts because you don't want to miss out on any of the further subsequent rollouts or adventures. I'm trying to think. Like, everything that you've done regarding how this is being done, like just the how is scratching every itch if you're a comic book head. Like, it's like Butter and I... Also within the comic book community is the, we're going to check you.
Right.
Okay. There's always the, oh, you like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was this person doing issue number 7 and blah, blah, blah. Like, you, like, Barter and I, every time you're like, yeah, we're going to do something for Free Comic Book Day, we look at each other like, my God, he's gone insane. There's no way he's like this close to the pulse of the community without being like, yeah, I don't know anything about comic books, man. Sorry. Like, I just know what I'm doing.
This rollout and this idea has got a lot of heart. So, I mean, follow starting Friday. And like you said, all the way up until Thanksgiving evening is when the merch will launch. You mentioned that it'll, you know, the whole issue will be out digitally on your social media pages, Instagram and Facebook, Jacksonville Shrimp. And then issue number one, collector's
Captain
item, issue number
Crustacean,
one.
The Adventures of Captain Crustacean and Dr. Cocktail Sauce.
Meanest looking tomato ever run into.
Tell him to stop looking at me, bro. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go like that.
Yeah.
No, it's been a pleasure. And is there anything else that you want to plug?
Yeah,
or
please.
Remind folks,
any
man?
Plugs you want to like?
Yeah, just like you said, check us out at Jack Shrimp, JAXSHRIMP, on the Insta, on the Facebook, and you know, give us a follow. And like I said, it's not just baseball, and this will be a great opportunity to tap into what we can bring to the table, not just baseball related. And we're excited to get this off the ground. And again, anxious, nervous, scared. Hopefully, we've done that diligence that you guys are mentioning, and it is something that you guys will enjoy, and the community enjoys as well.
I say, well, as a fan, I'm behind you all the way, man.
Awesome.
And I want to go in and close out and say thank you to everyone that went ahead and tuned in. Listen, once again, thank you so much to Noel for coming by as a guest. Thank you so much for the Jacksonville Shrimp organization for giving us this opportunity. Shout out to Shepherd Agency. Shout out to Austin Wade Ellis.
Yo, definitely.
Yeah, for real, man. And if this is your first time tuning in, don't let it be your last. This is the Short Box Podcast. We're available on most podcast apps. So wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Google Play, etc., we're there. Just search the Short Box.
Do yourself a favor. Move to Jacksonville and totally look, be a part of everything we just talked about.
As we, and this is no joke, but as we continue to bring folks like Noel that have like this passion for the city and just like making it better, you know, I mean, part of our, you know, on our website, you'll go and you'll see, you know, we talk comics, we talk pop culture, but we also highlight all the real life superheroes and Jacks making it a better place. And I think Noel, you're amongst that, man.
You're amongst the Justice League, if you will.
Yeah,
if there is a Jacksonvillian Justice
League.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I want to say, just to wrap up, follow us across social media. Like I said, we'll have links. We'll do definitely a giveaway
for sure.
Some of this merch.
Yes.
For some of this merch. And with that being said, we'll catch you guys next week.
Yo, what happened to peace? Peace.